Who goes next? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The vaccine has made its official debut, and soon we will have to decide who lines up first. Obviously, hospital workers and old people with health problems get priority, but after that, it starts to get murky. Do we go strictly by occupation? Because I'm not sure that makes sense. No, I would suggest that we do it according to attitude. For example, people like me should probably go last because I can work easily from home. I haven't been to a crowded bar since college. I didn't hug people even when it was safe, and I love my mask. So for me, a vaccination is like wearing a seatbelt in a parked car. Who should go first? The anti-maskers, that's who. The party people. Now, I know many of you want to shame them, but I believe that just as there are people like me who were born for house arrest, there are those who were born to party. They're just wired that way. So instead of sending the state patrol to shut down the speakeasies, give the troopers needles and station them at the door. Yes, you would have to equip the patrol cars with sub-zero refrigerators, but the sooner we vaccinate the people who can't handle isolation, the sooner we stop ostracizing and start immunizing, the sooner we can get back to real crowd noise and the freedom it represents. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.